We have here, I think, a very nice schmooze, I hope, unless you people slug me up. And I think there's a little bit nafkamina, not more than a little bit. For some people, it might be very relevant, depending on what a person's problems are. But it's a few steps. Basically, we're doing Parshas HaChodesh. We know that Shabbos is Parshas HaChodesh. I don't know why we didn't decide to do Shmuzim on Vayikra, but okay. Decided to do it on Parshas HaChodesh. Cool. So there is a mitzvah that Hashem told them in Rosh Chodesh that they should take a Be'eser HaChodesh, Vikulam Ish Seder Beis Ovis Seder Bayis, and then Pasek Heyes Ishmiya Sed Tomim Zachar Ben Shana. So the question, which is not so clear in the Torah, is what was the purpose of this mitzvah? Seems to be it was like a prerequisite to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Before Yetzias Mitzrayim, they had to go ahead and to take this is a special din by the Pesach Mitzrayim. You don't have this by Pesach Doiris. Pesach Doiris is no din, you have to take the animal early. But by Pesach Mitzrayim, there's a special halacha. You had to take the animal from Yom Hei and watch it. And it also seems to be at least a special emphasis here. You know, the obvious dim are by all korbanos, but a special emphasis here, it has to be a tamim, which by all korbanos, but it seems like there's a special din here, and a zachar, and ben shana. So the question, which is not so clear, is what was the purpose of this mitzvah? How does this mitzvah connect to Yetzias Mitzrayim? So the usual pshat that said, it's Pashas, it's Mashan away in Rashi, is because the Mitzrayim worshipped the Avodah Zarah somehow the Seh, and the Bnei Yisrael being in Mitzrayim, they were also somehow caught up in the Avodah Zarah of Avodah, in the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah, and based through a habit, whatever, we don't understand the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah, so they were somehow or another still addicted to the Avodah Zarah of Avodah Zarah, and to the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah, and therefore by taking the Seh and doing a Maisa of 5 days, or 4 days of what they said, they were doing like Chinuch HaMusar of getting rid of the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. That's the usual pshat, it's in the Chidush Aleph, that the person actions affect your emotions, so that deep down, there was a certain feeling of Avodah Zarah is the Seh's Iker. So if I'm spending 4 days spitting in the face of the Seh, so to speak, so every time you hold the Seh, I'm going to kill you, I'm watching you to kill you. So that goes ahead and removes the belief of Avodah Zarah from Bnei Yisrael. But the Chizkuni is a Rishon from the time of the Rosh, Bavli Tosfos. So he says a different shot of what the purpose of the taking the Korban Pesach was. He says that, it sounds like it from him, is that Bnei Yisrael were afraid to leave Mitzrayim. Afraid? They're afraid to leave Mitzrayim because in Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim was a place and no Eved had ever escaped from Mitzrayim. Obviously they had a very good police system and probably a serious punishments if you attempt and whatever. And it was no one ever succeeded, and therefore Bnei Yisrael felt it's hopeless, we're going to try and leave, we're just going to be caught, they have all kinds of protections, barbed wire fence, whatever it is, they have all kinds of army, I don't want to say barbed wire, you can't leave Mitzrayim, so they were afraid to go. So the purpose of taking the Korban Pesach was to teach Bnei Yisrael not to be afraid, because here you're taking the Mitzrayim's Avodah Zarah, and you're telling them that you're going to shech this animal in a few days. So obviously the Mitzrayim would not want that, and yet they're paralyzed to stop you. So you see that they can't stop you. So it's a practice run to show you, don't be afraid of the Mitzrayim. You're afraid to leave because you think the Mitzrayim can stop you. But look, they can't stop you from taking the Seh. You kept it by you for 4 days till you shechted it, and they didn't stop you, and you were right there, and they saw you, and it was in public area, and they still couldn't stop you. So Kal Vachomer, if when you're ready to leave, they're not going to be able to stop you. You don't have to be afraid. Okay, that's how the Chizkuni is learned, that the purpose of the mitzvah was to knock into Bnei Yisrael's head that the Mitzrayim couldn't stop you, and that's why it had to be a Seh Tomim and a Zohar and a Ben Shana, because that would be the ones that the Mitzrayim would be most upset about, and you had to do everything to get the Mitzrayim upset to show you that even though they're very upset and they don't want, but they're powerless to stop me. Right? That's what he said at the end. Ava began any room. You don't have to be afraid of them. Kishatiro shame yechobi adam lahatsa yirasam. When you see that they don't have the ability to save their own God, the oath can be here. Even when you're in the city, kol shem it's here. So surely, when you leave Mitzrayim, they can't stop you. So you don't have to be nervous from that. Okay. The mashmoz of the Chizkuni is that had Bnei Yisrael not done this, then they would have been afraid to leave Mitzrayim. Because they're afraid. They needed this to get rid of the fear. So the obvious question, this is maybe just to start, is, you know, today we're talking about after a year of Aseres Makis, which were in Nisim Gluyim, in Klal Yisrael we're assuming are on a relatively high Madrega. You know, they saw a year, day after day, basically, of miracles. A year straight of miracles. Obviously, the Mitzrayim were not happy with Dams Radea Kinem Arev, and yet the Mitzrayim were powerless to stop that. You know, the Mitzrayim couldn't stop Makas Bechiris. Avi Moshe warned them in advance. He told them it's happening. They couldn't stop it. So you want to go ahead and say, look, the Mitzrayim can't stop. Well, we had, there were 10, there was a whole year of things that were happening to the Mitzrayim that they couldn't stop it. So, okay, so, and for whatever reason, whatever the Hezber is, which we need to understand the Hezber, is that somehow did not suffice to get it out of the Bnei Yisrael's head, that the fear of leaving Mitzrayim, that they felt the Mitzrayim could stop them. So why is this any different? In other words, the fact that the Mitzrayim couldn't stop, Damsra de Akinim Arav, etc., etc., no, that would not take away from Bnei Yisrael the fear. Mitzrayim will stop us. But the fact that Bnei Yisrael succeeded in bringing the Korban Pesach and shechting it, which I would assume that the Mitzrayim were more upset about Makas Bechiris than the animals being shechted, I would assume. So that would take away from Bnei Yisrael, that would prove to Bnei Yisrael that the Mitzrayim can't stop us. So I assume the Havana is, this is not the Shmuz yet, this is just the setup, but I think it's an important insight, is that it seems that Bnei Yisrael were not able to leave Mitzrayim with a fear. Fear is not always rational. People can be afraid of things, even when logic says you shouldn't be afraid. Person's afraid of flying. You can show him all the statistics in the world that it's safer to fly an airplane than cross the street. Okay? Still afraid. And fear does not always is an emotion. And emotions don't follow laws of logic necessarily. So therefore, Bnei Yisrael had this fear. They have this fear that if they're going to leave Mitzrayim, who knows what's going to happen? The Mitzrayim are going to come, and they're going to come, and they're going to catch us, and it's going to be terrible. It's an emotional fear. So the fact that you could argue with them rationally. What are you afraid of? Hashem is on your side. Hashem, they couldn't stop Makas Bechiris. They couldn't stop the Dam Fredeya. Okay, that's very nice. Rationally, it makes a lot of sense. But it doesn't help to remove the fear. So the way you remove a fear is a very important rule, that if you want to remove a fear, the best way to remove a fear is to do the thing that you're afraid of. So this is what they're happening here. Bnei Yisrael, in a certain sense, are doing exactly what they're afraid of. They're afraid of going, crossing the Mitzrayim, doing something that the Mitzrayim don't want us to do, and they're going to come down on us, and they're going to punish us. In other words, Makas Bechayres, it wasn't Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael didn't do it. Hashem did it. Okay, intellectually it proves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in driving seat and not the Mitzrayim. Then you can intellectually figure out, oh, if Hashem's in the driver's seat, then I don't have to be afraid of the Mitzrayim. But intellectual arguments don't work always against fear. The way you remove fear, person's afraid to daven, you get up and daven. Person's afraid of the dark. You don't sit there and argue with him. There's no such things as monsters. And, you know, look at all the other people sleep in the dark and they're not eaten by monsters. So you don't have to worry about monsters. The way to get rid of the fear of the dark is to sleep in the dark. Right? So when you do the thing that you're afraid of, that's what removes the fear. So Bnei Yisrael had a fear. So what Hashem told them to do is to do the thing that they're afraid of. And basically, the lumdishe equivalency. And by doing the thing that they're afraid of starting up with the Mitzrayim, so do what they're afraid of. That would remove the fear. Okay. Kasha that I had is, if pshat is that Bnei Yisrael have a certain irrational fear. They have an irrational fear. They can't cross the Mitzrayim. You can't, you want to logic with them, use logic, they can't do it. So you tell them, okay, do the thing that you're afraid of. Well, if I'm afraid, I can't do the thing, you know, that's a great suggestion, but if I'm really afraid, then I can't do the thing I'm afraid of, because I'm afraid. So in a normal situation, if a person's scared of the darkness, so you tell the kid, well, go in the dark room. You kidding? I'm scared of darkness. Now, if the kid is really not so scared, it would work. Because you tell him, listen, you know really deep down there's nothing to be afraid of. So go in there and then you'll see. But the dilemma of that is, so then, you know, even though you'll be scared now, but at least eventually you'll get rid of the fear. So, you know, you'll be. But here, in other words, if you're going to have to sleep in the dark for a month, so we tell, do it once, force yourself to do it, and then to the rest of the month, it won't be so hard. So that I understand, that would work. Here, Bnei Yisrael only have to go out of Mitzrayim once. Not like, they have to take the Korban Pesach once. What are they gaining? They're afraid of going ahead and leaving Mitzrayim. They're afraid of leaving Mitzrayim because they think the Mitzrayim are going to start up with them. Okay, you're afraid. So now, could they overcome themselves and do it anyway? So Mimanashab. If they couldn't overcome the fear and do it anyway, so then why are they able to take the Korban Pesach? If that fear is so strong that you tell the guy he's afraid of the dark, well, go and fly once and then you won't be afraid anymore. But I can't fly. I'm afraid to fly. So if the fear that Bnei Yisrael had was so powerful that they wouldn't be able to leave Mitzrayim because of that fear. So then you tell them, okay, well, I'll tell you what we should do. We'll do something else. We'll take the Mitzrayim's animal. Well, I'm petrified of that, so I can't do that either. Edomai, the fear wasn't so strong, and they could overcome the fear. Sometimes when a person himself knows that his fear is foolishness, so he can force himself to do what he's afraid of, so then who needs this? Just tell them to force themselves to go out of Mitzrayim, right? In other words, there's a Mimanasha Kasha here, which okay, could be there are other answers to my Mimanasha Kashas. But Pashas is a Kasha. In other words, is the fear that the Bnei Yisrael had such a strong fear of that it would not allow, that it would cripple them and wouldn't allow them to function? Or was it a fear that they could overcome? If it was a fear that crippled them, so just like it crippled them from going out of Mitzrayim, it would cripple them from taking the animal. If it's a fear that doesn't cripple them, so what do you need this for? So just go out of Mitzrayim, just like you're overcoming the fear of taking the animal, so go straight and overcome the fear of going out of Mitzrayim. So I would like to say, I think it's a beautiful insight if it's true. I think it sounds right. And I think it's a very nice havana in fear, is that we said that fear is not illogical. Logically, you can explain to Bnei Yisrael there's absolutely no reason to fear. Fear is an emotion. An emotion doesn't follow the rules of logic. Therefore, it's very likely that Bnei Yisrael were afraid of leaving Mitzrayim, but they weren't really so afraid of taking the animal, the Avodah Zarah. Why? Because leaving Mitzrayim is something that they've been doing, not leaving Mitzrayim, for 200 years. Right? They've been slaves for 200 years. Every day they would wake up in the morning and say, you know, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could get out of here? So why don't you run away? We can't. There's barbed wire. There's electrical. There are soldiers at the border. They're going to shoot us. There's dogs, whatever, right? But every day they basically had the urge to leave the concentration camp. And every day they refrained from leaving because of the fear that they can't. So now, after 210 years of reinforcements of that fear, then they can't go in, they can't just go ahead logically. Well, logically, there's no reason to be afraid. Yeah, but I spent 210 years of being afraid of this. That becomes so much part of my personality that I'm afraid. I can't do it. But I did not spend 210 years being afraid of taking a seh from the Avodah Zarah, the mitzvah, because I was never dawned on me to ever do such a thing. So this is a new situation. There is no past. So then, my intellect tells me, take. Hashem's on my side. Intellectually, they can't stop. They couldn't stop Makas Bechayres. They can't stop me from taking the set. So I don't have the fear. So I can do that. Now that I do that, it takes away the fear of leaving Mitzrayim. We just said before that fear is not logical. And logically, you can figure out that if there's Makas Bechayres, there's nothing to be afraid of leaving Mitzrayim. But we said fear doesn't follow logic. So it only takes off fear by doing the thing that you're afraid of. And here, I'm not doing the thing that I'm afraid of, because I'm doing something that I'm not afraid of. So here's the cute chap, that even though you're not doing the thing that you're afraid of, but you're doing a carbon copy of the thing that you're not afraid of, that does take off fear. Right? So that's basically the concept. In other words, we're saying like this. Fear is an emotion. It's not rational. You can't come up with logic to slug up a fear. So you can't say, listen, because you have Amunah B'toch and you see it's Makas B'chayres, you're going to slug up fear. The way you slug up fear is by doing the thing that you're afraid of. But it doesn't have to be, it can be the thing that you're afraid of that you're not afraid of. Right? Because you can do that, and it's the same thing that your intellect tells you it's the same, but since it's different, you're not afraid of it. Right? I got to give a mashal. A guy's afraid of driving a car. Right? This is an easy mashal. Right? A guy's afraid of driving a car. Now, you can tell he's afraid he's going to get into an accident. You tell him that, listen, there are all these guys in the yeshiva, they're all driving. Not one guy gets into an accident. And if they do, they get into an accident, they don't get hurt. Nothing so terrible. Hundreds and thousands and millions of people in the world are driving cars, and they don't get, 99% don't get hurt in accidents. Either they don't get into accidents, they get into accidents once in a while, and it's no big deal if you get into an accident usually. So you get a fender bender, you know, there's no reason. Okay, Enoch and I does sometimes, but this, sometimes you can be a pedestrian, you can also get into an accident, you know. There's nothing to be afraid of. No, doesn't work. Guy's petrified. I can't go into a car. I'm petrified, right? So what do? We go ahead and we create a artificial, what I call simulation, of a fake car. Okay. Now, he's not afraid to drive a simulated car because you can't get into an accident in a simulated car, right? So there's no fear. You know, even though he's going to look on the screen and the car's coming this way and that way, but he knows it's not real. So there's no fear. So you go ahead and you say, okay, you're afraid of getting into a car. Go into one of these places where they have these simulated driving, and drive there. The guy will drive there he'll lose his fear. Because, oh, you see, look, you see, you're a good driver. You see, you drove. But that wasn't real driving. But it's close enough that it'll take away the fear. Right? In other words, to go ahead and to argue with the guy intellectually, that he can't hear. But if he does the thing that he's afraid of, and you can create the thing that he's afraid of in a way that he's not afraid of it, then that's the way you get rid of the fear. So, in other words, if you can create so that's what happened here. Hashem went ahead. Klai Yisrael are afraid of going out of Mitzrayim. I don't know whether they couldn't go, but whatever it is, it wouldn't be good. They would do it with a fear, and that's not good. They couldn't do it. So what did Hashem do? Hashem creates another situation, which in Lomdus is mamish hainuach, but being that it has certain chitzonius differences, they don't have the fear, because it's not the reinforcement of 200 years of fear for this, but it's so close that by doing that, it takes away the fear. Because even though logically, you can't argue with fear with logic, but when you do the thing that you're afraid of, even though you're doing the thing that you're afraid of in a manner that you're not afraid of it, that does take off the fear. That's the basic idea, which I think is a very good understanding. First of all, you have to understand fear. I know many, many years ago, I asked Rosh Yeshiva once, what is the most common problem that, you know, as far as psychological, not taivas orientated, that guys have? You know, Rosh Yeshiva dealt with all kinds of issues. And he told me that the biggest problem of the psychological issue most common is fears, phobias. Fears are paralyzed people. Many people have tremendous talents, keiches, but they're afraid. A guy's afraid to talk in shir. A guy's afraid to daven for the amid. A guy's afraid to get up and be public speaker to give a dvar Torah, right? And fears paralyze people. You have people that are afraid to drive cars. People are afraid to go outside their homes. A person can be an actor and he can get stage fright, right? And then he can't sing, he can't act anymore. He can be the most talented actor in the world and he gets stage fright and that's it. It's the end of his career. And you can have the same thing with a person can be a chosh of a rav and he can't get up and make a drush anymore. Somehow he got afraid. And fears get into all kinds of areas. People are afraid to get married. People are afraid to take a job. You know, there are different things. He said that fear, phobias, irrational fears, fears of things that are logically you can explain to the person there's no reason to be afraid of, but it doesn't make a difference. He felt is the most common problem. If you had to find one psychological, not taiva oriented, nothing to do with taivas, right? This has nothing to do with taivas. That this is based on human psychology that causes problems. He said that the biggest common problem is coming from this mida of fear, of irrational fears that somehow or another get into the person. So, and especially fears become much stronger. So we have here a few havanas. First of all, fears build on themselves. The longer you're afraid of something, the stronger the fear is, so that even though there are two things that are identical, if one is done a long time, one you've been afraid of for a long time and one not, it's the longer you feel afraid of something, the more the fear will get stronger. So therefore, what we're saying is, the way to fight a fear is to do the thing that you're afraid of. The eitzah, if you can, is as soon as you're afraid of something, as soon as you wake up one morning and you find yourself having a fear, you should act immediately if you can and do the thing that you're afraid of, because that's what we're saying here. Why is it that Bnei Yisrael were afraid of leaving Mitzrayim and they weren't afraid of taking the step? Because this was reinforced by the behavior. So the more you reinforce your fear, that's why I told someone that I knew got into a car accident and they were afraid of driving and they insisted, you must drive right away, right after the accident, Because Pshat is, the more you give in to your fear, the stronger the fear becomes. So you have to, you see from the concept, if this is a ripe shot that you cite, that further you see that fears are irrational. You can't argue logically with fears. Two, you see the way to remove a fear is by doing the thing that you're afraid of. Three, you see the longer you wait, the longer you await to do the thing that you're afraid of, the stronger the fear is going to become. And that an Eitzah Tova, if you ever get to such a situation where you have this tremendous fear and you can't get yourself to do the thing that you're afraid of, is an Eitzah to do something which is an equivalency and which is different enough that you, for when emotionally you don't have the fear, but in logic it's mamish hainu hach, and that would be an Eitzah to remove the fear.